Dictation 4, Jamie, J-A-M-I-E, Weber, W-E-B-E-R, September 12, 83. Addresses a letter to Kaitlyn, K-A-T-E-L-Y-N, Guidman, G-E-I-T-M-A-N-T-A-C, 775-1640. Dear Mrs. Guidman, follow-up for Jamie comes accompanied with mother, advanced renal failure progressive, small kidneys, nephrotic range proteinuria, lightly chronic glomerulonephritis with negative serology, last visit in April, symptoms of reflux, minor, denies vomiting, bowel problems, no change in urination or infection or bleeding, presently no edema, no chest pain, palpitation, dyspnea, orthopnea, PND, underlying developmental disability, review system negative. Next paragraph, blood pressure, Norvasc, metoprolol. Next paragraph, today blood pressure 162/88 on the right side, no respiratory distress, respiratory cardiovascular no abnormalities, no ascites, edema, or focal deficit, an increase of S2. Next paragraph, chemistry is progressive renal failure, present creatinine 2.64, representing a GFR of 23. Labs review. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, progressive renal failure, bilateral small kidneys, nephrotic range proteinuria, chronic glomerulonephritis, negative serology, underlying cerebral palsy, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, no indication for dialysis, long discussion to learn about kidney disease, the different options for dialysis, renal transplantation. We need to check blood pressure at home and adjust medications. My goal is for sure less than 140 over 90, ideally 130 over 75, 80. There is anemia, however, has not required EPO treatment. We will monitor low sodium and high potassium, as well as mild metabolic acidosis. She has low albumin from nephrotic syndrome. There has been no need for phosphorus binders. We'll do an echo as I see changes on S2. This was a prolonged visit to educating patient and mother. Emotional support provided, both of them. As understandable, anxious and depressed about it. End of dictation.